I'm doing good. It's good to hear your voice, Sean.
Good to hear yours, buddy. How's life after radio?
Life after radio, it's been busy. I got lots of stuff coming up, and I've been doing a podcast, too, so I've been keeping busy.
Well, let's give your podcast some love. Is that the...
Well, I do the Deadly Uncle podcast, but we're on break right now. I've actually been producing a podcast for an Indigenous organization called Keepers of the Water. Now, they do a lot of work in trying to protect water and environment in northern Alberta, and I take their old webinars and create podcasts out of them.
Oh, very cool. So you're keeping busy.
I'm trying my best.
But somehow, some way, you find a way to record some new music and this new single with Ashley Ghostkeeper. My gosh, I read the press release, and it says, this is one of those songs that should be played at weddings. And after taking a listen to it, I agree.
Well, I'm glad you agree, Sean. Now, the song is part of a big project that I did where I recorded songs written by my late dad. Now, this song was originally written by my dad for one of his friends' weddings. So it just sat in a drawer. You know, they played it at the wedding, and then it sat in a drawer on these little cassette tapes for years. And I discovered those cassettes, and that's how this whole project came to be.
I love that you found a cassette player to play those cassettes on.
Believe me, I had to search. There's a cassette thing that you can, I have it in front of me, actually. You plug it into a computer and you can convert all this stuff digitally. So that's what I did with all these old tapes. Like, my dad had just written songs and just recorded, you know, those old tape recorders that used to have a microphone that would sit on a table, you press record.
Yeah.
Songs into that and ideas and lots of tapes, lots of ideas for me to work from.
I want to ask you about working with Ashley, but first off, as a songwriter and as a performer, what does it mean to you to record your dad's stuff?
Well, my dad was my biggest influence. Like, he's probably the reason I got involved in music. I started carrying gear for him when I was 10 years old in the back doors of bars on Sundays.
Son, you're my amp packer now.
Yeah, well, that's what it is. And actually, I just jammed with an Indigenous artist last night, Martin DeJarlis, and he brought his little guy to carry his stuff. So it's carrying on, you know?
Now let's talk about how you got hooked up with Ashley Ghostkeeper, who's obviously really, really taken off in the past couple of years.
Well, Ashley she's an amazing singer, and I remember watching her at the I Am Collective Markets a few years back when she just got started, and then we shared a few stages over the last few years, and we just became friends, and I was looking for, you know, a female vocalist to try and bring this song to life, and I immediately thought of her and reached out, and she was on board immediately. It was great.
It's a great tune. Now, I'm guessing it'll be part of the lineup for the shows you've got coming up. You've got one in Edmonton, another in Red Deer, and another one in Calgary. Tickets available for all three?
That's right. You can go to thickerthanbloodmusic.com for the Red Deer and Edmonton shows. You can get advanced tickets there. You got to go to ranchmans.ca to get tickets for the Calgary show. And if you do want to come to the Calgary show, you just have to use the code TRENT5 or the code CJWE, and you'll get $5 off your ticket price.
There you go. So the Norwood Legion in Edmonton, it's April 4th. Red Deer on the 5th and April 6th in Calgary. Thickerthanbloodmusic.com for all the things. Trent Adjacute, thank you so much for coming on the show, buddy. It's been too long. If you want to co-host any day, you let me know.
I will definitely do that, because that was some of my funnest times when you were teaching me when I started out, so thank you for that.
And that's why you're not in radio anymore.
We don't have to tell everyone that.